dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Firefighters are trying to gain control of multiple wildfires in California. The most significant is the Gifford Fire, burning in the central part of the state. At least four people have been injured, and more than 99,000 acres have burned across two counties. CBS's Jason Allen.
We've been watching as firefighters and sheriff deputies have been driving up and down the roads here. They have been walking up to the front doors, telling owners that they are now in a mandatory evacuation zone. If they leave, they may not be able to get back in. If they stay, there may not be anybody to come help them.
In northeastern Pennsylvania, some 50 miles north of Scranton, police say a woman was shot and killed by a neighbor as she walked to her car. CBS's Wendy Gillette also reporting.
Two state troopers, Joseph Parachinski and William Jenkins, were airlifted to a local hospital after they were both shot. Police say they had responded to a domestic violence call and encountered a man with a rifle who refused to follow orders. Pennsylvania State Police Colonel Christopher Paris says the troopers were ambushed.
They are very lucky to be alive. Trooper Parachinski was able to place a tourniquet on Trooper Jenkins.
The suspect was shot and killed. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
President Trump tells reporters that he would meet with Vladimir Putin, even if the Russian leader won't meet with Ukraine Zelensky, and is asked,
is your deadline still standing for Vladimir Putin to agree with ceasefire tomorrow, or is that fluid now?
It's going to be up to him. We're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointed.
The president announces on social media that he's nominating top economic advisor Stephen Miron to fill a seat being vacated by Federal Reserve Governor Adriana Kugler, a Biden appointee who will step down on Friday. If approved by the Senate, Miron will serve until January 31st, 2026. Some transgender service members will not get retirement pay, CBS's Eleanor Watson.
The Pentagon has required all transgender service members to either self-identify to leave or gradually be pushed out. But even a group with 15 to 18 years of honorable service who have voluntarily identified won't receive early benefits. Officials say service members with that length of time in military can apply for a waiver to receive the retirement benefits, but all of the waiver applications by this group have been denied.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that to destroy Hamas, Israel intends to take full control of the Gaza Strip, but he would transfer Gaza's administration to friendly Arab forces. The BBC's Lee Stussett.
Was Prime Minister Netanyahu doing it just as a matter of a means of putting pressure on Hamas in the negotiations? But if so, it's a really, really risky kind of brinkmanship.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A famous bear was on hand for an arrest in Florida. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has details.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Smokey Bear himself held the door of the squad car open for a man accused of stealing large fire prevention signs of Smokey's likeness from state forests from Pensacola all the way to Orlando. Police accused the suspect of selling them on Facebook Marketplace for nearly $2,000 apiece. After reminding that theft of federal trademark property from public lands is illegal, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Stimson asked, what happens when dumb criminals poke the bear? Answer, they get burned. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The New York Mets will honor the 60th anniversary of the Fab Four's performance at Shea Stadium when they host the Seattle Mariners on August 15th for the Beatles Night at Citi Field. The 1965 concert marked the first major stadium performance by a rock band. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds overnight and some showers and storms out there as well. Morning lows near the 70 degree mark. A light south breeze. Friday morning storms ending. Then a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the upper 80s, close to 90. Heat index as high as the mid 90s. Right now it's 76.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Yeah.
not confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puffs was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last year.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
Meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Bay lives in a very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Solid.
Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Hey man, what's your name?
Right on.
Timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space.
I like smoke and lightning,
heavy metal thunder,
racing with the wind.
Explode into space, let the true nature shine. We were born, born
me, sad girl. Yeah, it brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night.
Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care? Julie, Julie, are you thinking of me? Julie, Julie, will you still be there?
Had so much fun together. I was sure that you were mine. But leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Couldn't match the glow of your eyes. night said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And all these things were yours and they were mine. Whoa. It says so in my dream. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy. You know,
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Israel's security cabinet has approved a plan to take over Gaza City. CBS's Deborah Patta has spoken with the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, about the war and growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Many of the families of hostages do not support an expansion of the war and a takeover of Gaza. In fact, the mother of Nimrod Cohen said this would be a death sentence for the hostages. Surely their voice matters.
Families have different views of what should be done, what could be done. When I hear people say, well, the Israeli government, they don't want to end this war, that's absurd. That's utterly false.
Earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu said that Israel planned to let Arab forces govern the territory. Three children injured in the fighting in Gaza have arrived in the U.S. for medical care.
The kids will be treated in San Francisco. The 14-year-old suffered severe burns and a bombing. The others, ages 6 and 8, have serious leg injuries. Tala Bakar is with the group Heal Palestine, which helped get the children to the U.S.
The number of children in Gaza that currently need significant medical care is in the tens of thousands.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
While there are signs that there may soon be a face-to-face meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin, there appears to be a lot of work that needs to be done to make it happen. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
It will be telling to see if President Trump continues with his deadline for Russia to agree to a ceasefire, or if he just extends that indefinitely until there's a summit. If that's the case, Putin's plan of just stalling things is going to continue working.
The White House is also set to impose additional economic sanctions on Russia tomorrow if there is no progress towards ending its three-year war with Ukraine. There's concern that the Gifford Fire in Central California might be moving toward inhabited areas. CBS's Jason Allen in Santa Maria says residents near the fire are being told to evacuate.
The concern is there's only a couple of roads.